The most bitterly fought police reform proposal is a Sonoma County ballot that would expand the funding and authority of the independent office that reviews actions of the Sheriff's Department. Maddie Hirschfield is the political director of the North Bay Labor Council, which is backing Measure P. She says strengthening the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, known as IOLERO, would ultimately save lives and money.
Right now, they have no subpoena power. No independent investigatory powers. The sheriff doesn't even need to cooperate.
Sonoma County has paid out millions in excessive use of force and wrongful death cases. As Election Day draws near, signs have sprouted up around Sonoma County, mainly in agricultural fields along highways, saying, "No on Measure P, don't defund our deputies." Hirschfield says the signs are misleading. The added funds for the Independent Review Office would come from the county's general fund and not from the sheriff's budget.
They're taking that, you know, that term, that buzzword, defund the police. This measure doesn't take one thin dime from the sheriff's department.
Measure P is supported by dozens of labor organizations, civil rights organizations, and civil society groups. Opponents include the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office and its attendant union, the Sonoma County Deputy Sheriff's Association, and the Sonoma County Farm Bureau. The Farm Bureau, whose address is listed as the location to pick up lawn signs for the No on Measure P campaign's website, did not respond to our requests for comment. San Francisco voters will decide on two separate law enforcement reform measures. Proposition D would create a new civilian oversight board to keep tabs on the sheriff's department. It would also create an inspector general appointed by the oversight board to investigate allegations of criminal misconduct by sheriffs and deaths at the county jail. Supervisor Shimon Walton, who authored the measure, says it responds to a pattern of lawsuits against the city, including a case that was dismissed by former District Attorney Scott New last year, alleging sheriffs had sadistically forced inmates to fight each other. The measure is backed by city and county elected officials, SF District Attorney Chase Aboudin, multiple labor unions, and others. It's estimated to cost about $3 million. Opponents include the San Francisco Taxpayers Association and San Francisco Republican Party, who argue the measure would contribute to unnecessary spending during a time of scarcity. Supervisors also placed Proposition E on the ballot. It would lift a 1997 ballot requirement that San Francisco maintain a minimum of 1,971 police officers on the force. The measure stops short of defunding the police, but allows lawmakers to turn some resources toward alternatives to police, starting with unarmed responders to 911 calls of mental health emergencies and other nonviolent incidents. San Jose has some police reforms lumped in with other citywide policies on Measure G, which would give the independent police auditor more teeth, expand the city's planning commission, and extend the redistricting deadline following the census. It would authorize the independent police auditor to review reports and records related to officer-involved shootings and use of force that resulted in injury or death, police reports, and body camera footage. Similar civilian oversight boards in neighboring cities like San Francisco and Oakland already have that authority. Despite this, police departments in all three cities have been slow to release records in the public interest. Measure G is supported by San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, all city council members, and about a dozen community organizations. It has no formal opposition. Berkeley's proposed Measure II also faces no formal opposition. It resembles the policy that Oakland voters adopted in 2016. It would replace the nearly 50-year-old Police Review Commission with the Police Accountability Board. That board would have subpoena power to access police records and testimony. It would investigate misconduct, recommend corrective action to Berkeley police, and propose city policies. It would also participate in hiring the chief of police. Measure II is estimated to cost an additional $300,000 for a total of more than $1 million for the accountability board. The measure is supported by Berkeley Mayor Jesse Arreguin, the full city council, local and state politicians, as well as numerous civil rights organizations and civil society groups. While cities like Berkeley and San Diego are only now considering the charter amendments necessary to give their police accountability board subpoena power, Rashida Grenache, coordinator of the Coalition on Police Accountability, explains that Oakland's review body has had that authority for decades.
part of the reason why Oakland is ahead of the game in so many ways on this matter is that the group I formerly belonged to, Pueblo People United for a Better Life in Oakland, I started this work in the mid-90s. And it was a result of the work of Pueblo, who had a campaign for community safety and police accountability, that we were able to get subpoena power for the CPRB in 1996.
Oakland's Measure 1 is another police reform measure with no formal opposition. It builds on a 2016 measure that established the Independent Police Commission. It would make the commission, the CPRA, Community Police Review Agency, and the Inspector General, who all work together to keep tabs on police misconduct, independent of the city administration. The police commission and the CPRA could hire their own attorneys, and it requires the chief of police to respond to the commission's requests for information. Lastly, it extends the deadline for CPRA investigations from 180 days to 250 and mandates an audit of the police commission and the CPRA every 3 years. Measure S1 has the approval of both Mayor Libby Schaaf and the Oakland Police Officers Association. That is surprising because, as Grenage recalls, Schaaf was uncomfortable even as she went along with the police commission's decision this year to fire Police Chief Ann Kirkpatrick, who Schaaf had previously praised. Grenage credits the massive anti-police brutality protests that erupted over the summer with shifting Schaaf's outlook on the police commission. However, racial justice advocates say that Schaaf and other city officials failed to answer calls by their movement to defund police and put those resources toward programs that address the root causes of social issues like crime in their communities. Liz Suk is political director of Oakland Rising.
I think folks really want to know that the police can be held accountable for their actions, that they are not repressing people with impunity. But we want to be really clear that police are not there to create safety. They do not do any prevention work.
Suk also sits on the budget advisory board of Oakland's Task Force to Reimagine Public Safety, which the city council established in July to respond to thousands of citizens who demanded the city defund the Oakland Police Department. The task force will bring budget recommendations to the city council early next year. In Oakland, I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA News.